Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before I get back to more serious news, I want to jump on back to this issue of Joy Villa, who, during her appearance at the Grammy Awards, appeared in this red, white, and blue dress that said, Make America Great Again. And on the back, it said Donald Trump, what is brutally being attacked online by Black Lives Matter and everybody else. The public, though, has gone a different direction because the sales of her music skyrocketed literally 18 million% in one day. Her album, I Make the Static, had leapt to number one on the U.S. iTunes album sales chart, as well as number one on Amazon's top digital albums. Before her Grammy appearance, she'd been ranked at Amazon at 543,202. And apparently, as of right now, Joy Villa is outselling Beyoncé, Lady Gaga, and Bruno Mars. So, good for her. Good for her. All righty, getting on back to the news. Up in Chicago, two teen girls were shot in the head in separate incidents. In both cases, they appear not to have been the intended targets, but just in the way of somebody shooting someplace else. And we're basically looking, Chicago has an average of more than two murders every single day, 10 shootings every single day. That's the average over the last year. See how well gun control works? When you disarm the law-abiding citizens, then the criminals have no reason not to go on shooting rampages to settle their turf wars. It's amazing. All right, along with investigating election fraud, which I'm fully in favor of, Donald Trump is setting up this Vaccine Safety Commission. It's chaired by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The medical industrial complex is going absolutely bananas. They're already launching a PR campaign to remind everybody how wonderful vaccines are and how anybody who says vaccines are bad is just a tinfoil hat kook, wing nut conspiracy wacko, and you shouldn't listen to them. You should only listen to corporate media. You should only listen to corporate spokesmen. Shouldn't listen to your fellow American, because they're all woof woof crazy. Now, article coming out of Natural Blaze is pointing out that one, along with the Yale University study that was linking autism and vaccines, we have this study from the Rand Corporation, came out in 2014, not a word of it in the corporate media. And the Rand Corporation, which is a highly respected think tank, found strong evidence cause Guillain-Barré syndrome, which we've seen that before. We even saw that back in 2009 during the When Pigs Fly flu. People who got the swine flu vaccination came down with Guillain-Barré syndrome, along with myalgia, seizures, meningitis, encephalitis, other adverse health problems. The evidence is out there, and the corporate media continues to lie to you to sell the products and to protect these corporations from litigation. And see, here's where it all starts to get very iffy for all these pharmaceutical corporations. They have been indemnified from civil lawsuit by the Homeland Security Act. If you feel a member of your family was adversely affected by vaccines, you have to go to the vaccine court. The vaccine court is funded by taxpayer dollars, not the pharmaceutical industries. And the vaccine court of late has been using this now discredited CDC report that said there's no link between vaccines and autism to deny the parents of autistic children any kind of financial aid. Because there are just too many of them already. Now, again, one of the authors of that CDC report came forward to say it was fake. They cherry-picked the data to get a desired outcome, and CDC cannot be seen as an impartial observer on the question of vaccine safety because CDC owns more than 20 patents on vaccines from which they generate $4.5 billion in revenues every single year. They have a clear monetary bias. Now then, we posted a link to a journal article. This is over at ncbi.nim.nih.gov, National Institutes of Health. And the article, I'm going to try and read this out for you. A cellular pertussis vaccination facilitates Bordetella parapertussis infection in a rodent model of bordetellosis. Now, in fancy language, what that means is they discovered that the pertussis vaccination was actually stimulating the growth of a related disease in these test animals. In other words, they've now documented how a vaccine really can make a patient sicker rather than better. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Richard in Washington State, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I've been listening to you for quite a while now, and I've been waiting to come up on the subject. The founding fathers were very wise. And the Fourth Amendment, I keep hearing people say that, like in California, the legislature makes it compulsory for vaccinations.
Yep.
Okay, well, the Fourth Amendment, right, the first words are, the right of the people to be secure in their persons.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a persona. It's already covered in the Fourth Amendment.
We have a government that is basically ignoring the Constitution, or they're weasel-wording their way around it. And, again, it's big business. Vaccines are $30 billion a year. And with that kind of money, they're going to keep on going because they like having that kind of money coming on in. And as long as the taxpayers get stuck paying for those people who can actually prove they're injured by vaccines, they're not going to change their behavior.
I thought it was all about civil rights.
Well, I would see it as the most basic right to decide what your body is either eating or not eating, or what medications it's taking or not taking. I would consider that it may have been such an obvious right that the founding fathers didn't think it needed to be put into the Bill of Rights.
Well, what's right there? It says secure in their persons, your persona.
Well, you need to read the right. It says securing their persons against unreasonable search or seizure. And mm-hmm. that unfortunately constrains the interpretation of what can be done with a person's with your body. And again, it's argued back and forth. What we need to do is to get the American people to wake up and realize this is harmful, that our medical industrial complex is profitable only so long as we are kept chronically ill and in constant need of treatment of symptoms.
Well, you don't get any argument on that issue.
No, absolutely not. Anything else?
No, but that's been a burden for me for quite a while, is this persona violation thing. It's so obvious that I'm surprised that they can't take that to some type of court and get it resolved.
If we had honest judges and an honest court system. But again, look at that judge who issued the stay against Trump's travel moratorium. Clearly in ignorance of Title VIII, misrepresented the reality of how many people from those countries had been charged with terrorism. When you have judges who are that corrupt, it almost seems like a waste of time to go to court.
Yeah, it's expensive, and I think it's designed that way.
Well, it's designed that way to give the advantage to those who have the most money.
Of course.
Okay?
Yeah, I have another issue that I wanted to bring up. Is that okay?
Well, before you do that, I want to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And, yeah, give me your next issue.
I have a book that said that in the Korean War, that Chiang Kai-shek got in touch with Truman and told him that he'd like to open another front in southern China. And Truman sent the 7th Fleet to block him.
Okay. I'm not that up on the history of... I mean, I know who Chiang Kai-shek was, but I'm not familiar with that particular chapter of history. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, Truman had a problem where his own top U.S. military commanders wanted to use nuclear weapons against North Korea, building on their stunning success in Japan. And Truman threw some cold water on that one.
Yeah, that's always bothered me, too, that issue.
Yes.
I mean, you know, they take a hill and then give it back. Take a hill, give it back. same as they did in Vietnam. Well, you can't cross this line. You can't bomb Haiphong Harbor.
Well, that was all about
maximizing.
That was all maximizing the profitability from the war, which is really what it was all about. Having a war to justify taking money away from the American people and giving it to defense contractors and munitions suppliers. And the longer the war goes on, the more profitable it becomes.
Imagine that.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Andy in Texas. Aloha, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Hey, I just think that what's going on in the mainstream news or corporate news, if you will, they got nothing on Trump, absolutely nothing on Trump. And so they're picking and pulling and doing all this stuff. That's why you hear this Kellyanne Conway stuff about Ivanka Trump's line of whatever. And then you got, this General Flynn supposedly talked to the Russians and maybe had mentioned a little something about the sanctions but didn't go into detail. So they're just picking and choosing. So I just want the listening audience to understand and realize that this is even more evidence that we have a true and honest president here, because they have to pick and choose what the heck they're going to bring up and throw at the American people. And they turn every little scenario into something huge. They can't, by the way, because nobody's listening to them anymore. But, mm-hmm. I mean, they're throwing it out there to get people thinking and stuff. And I think that's feeding fire to these little snowflakes running around breaking windows and stuff and whatnot. I just think this is just a bizarre setup. We got ourselves a godsend president and a chance to turn ourselves around, and here we are.
Well, Trump's appeal all along was that he is an outsider, that he did not grow up in this corrupting influence of American politics. And we are very clearly seeing that there is, in fact, an establishment clique that thought it was their divine right to choose future rulers from within their own ranks and to heck with what the American people actually wanted. I don't agree with everything that Donald Trump says, but we need to keep in mind he is still courting the Senate to get the confirmations of his nominees. And the fact that Trump has already pulled back from saying he was going to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem tells us that he is starting to realize that he has been lied to by the corporate media, not just about himself during last year's election, but about a lot of things over his entire lifetime. And he's starting to really, I think, reassess his worldview. That makes him very, very dangerous to an establishment elite that have been ruling the United States and indeed the whole world with illusions, putting us in a real-life version of the Matrix, and all of a sudden the Matrix is starting to crack, and that's why they're all scared.
Well, what do you make of this Stephen Miller interviews on all these Sunday shows and stuff? He laid it out plain and simple, and he got grilled a little bit more on each channel. He was on all of them, and they were talking about, you showed no proof whatsoever that there was voter fraud. Well, what about the mainstream media just running around saying Russia interfered with our elections, and they showed no proof? So Stephen Miller should be able to say there's voter fraud without proving anything if the media can say Russia was involved in our elections without showing any proof. I mean, this is a hypocritical situation we got. What do you think of that?
It is, and the corporate media is just undermining its own credibility the more they persist with this. But the fact of the matter is there is evidence of election fraud, and there's quite a bit of it. But because the corporate media is part of the problem, they're never going to report it. Remember, the national elections are tabulated by a privately owned company that is owned by the top TV news networks and a couple of influential newspapers. And all of the polling information goes in there. It's a black box. And then all of a sudden they'll come out and say, this is your new ruler. And I think the only reason they didn't come on out and try and proclaim Hillary the winner of the election was the reality is Donald Trump won in a landslide. And if Hillary had been anointed the president, you'd have Americans talking with each other saying, did you vote for Hillary? Did you vote for Hillary? And everybody's saying, no, I didn't have that. And that could lead to a crisis in the streets of America, which I'm sure we'd all like to avoid. But even here in Hawaii, which is a blue state that Hillary carried, just in talking to people around, Hillary's margin here doesn't seem to be as heavy as the official results are. But we need to overhaul our election system. We cannot trust this election system. It is set up to facilitate and conceal election fraud, and we need to go to a system that makes it very easy to see the election fraud, very difficult to carry on out. That's what we need to do. And the first thing we have to do is get rid of those electronic machines. We need to get rid of those tabulation centers where votes are counted in secret and private. We need to crowdsource the counting at the precinct level and just provide a record of all results and totals going all the way up to the national totals so that anybody with a calculator can validate their precinct numbers, made it all the way to the top without being changed, and they can verify the results for themselves. That's going to turn millions of American citizens into voting inspectors, and that is going to keep our election system honest.
Well, you know, with the 306 to 223 win with the electoral vote, I was listening to a show earlier, and there was a guy who actually analyzed that, and he said it's mathematically impossible for her to win the popular vote with that kind of landslide of electoral votes. So it just seems, again, it's just the corporate media propping up their candidate and whatnot. And I think the American people need to realize, and I think that a lot of them are, that this is a rigged world. This is a rigged world. We're living in a matrix. We're not living in just society. The sad thing is that we're all born into this thing, and none of us had anything to do with society set up. We just have to navigate through it, and it's just a terrible setup that we got going on.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It is nothing at all like we're taught it is in those state-controlled public schools. That tell us, you know, that we're the greatest nation on earth and we've got an honest government and every other government on earth is really terrible except for Israel and we should support them and human caused global warming. And we're seeing it even at the university level today, that our educational system is not about education at all. It's about indoctrination, getting people to believe the official lies so that those who tell those lies have a system of control over the minds of those people. And it does take a tremendous act of will to break free of those beliefs you're indoctrinated with as a small child. It can actually give you a sense of losing connection with your own identity when you surrender those false beliefs. And there's going to be a period of adjustment, and then of course you're going to see the world with fresh eyes.
Well, I think the biggest atrocity played on the American people was, the U.S. government taking over the education system and purposely eliminating the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I mean, what better way to steal people's rights than to not allow them to know what they are?
And Common Core does that. Common Core actually teaches students that the Second Amendment allows state-controlled militias to have guns. That's not what it says. That's absolutely not what it says. And I can understand why more and more parents are trying to homeschool, which, of course, is why more and more governments are trying to crush homeschooling out. They want the next generation of Americans totally brainwashed so that they will march off to fight a world war without question.
Well, they didn't get me, boss. Anyway, thanks for your time, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And let's see, do that. Now then, apparently up in Fresno, California, Judge Christy Capitan has ruled that glyphosate must be labeled with the warning it is known to cause cancer. So from now on, in the state of California, if you are buying Roundup, there will be a warning on there saying this stuff might give you cancer, and Monsanto's pouting and throwing a tantrum and saying, you're going to cut into our profitability if you tell people our product could kill them. Rather amazing there. Now, there's another aspect to this, and it has to do with what are called super weeds. And when we come back from this break in our commercial, we'll further elucidate.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about GMO crops, and we're talking about glyphosate pesticide. Now, this whole technology was sold as a pairing. And Monsanto went out to these various farms who were basically using all kinds of chemical pesticides to keep insects and weeds out of their gardens. And Monsanto said, we have a weed killer that will kill absolutely everything except for seeds with our special gene in there that makes them immune to the glyphosate. So the idea was, the sales pitch was, you replant your farms with our GMO seeds, you use the Roundup, you don't need to worry about anything else. That was the promise. And it has failed to materialize because of something called evolution. And apparently Monsanto knew this was going to happen after a few years, which is that the pests that want to feed on these food crops have evolved to become glyphosate resistant themselves. And it's led to a phenomenon called the super weeds. These are weeds that are almost impossible to kill, and they are starting to become a serious threat, not only to the farms, but to the surrounding Fields and Forrest. Remember the crisis we had with Kudzu a while back? This is more of the same. And the superweeds are literally choking the GMO plants to death. And this is another example, along with Deepwater Horizon, Fukushima, San Onofre, and so forth, of what happens when decisions about the safety of a given product or technology are left under the control of the money junkies, whose only goal is to maximize profitability, get to market first, so we're there, we've got the best of it. And because of the superweeds, the Roundup-ready crops and Roundup may not have a market much longer. The downside is that pollen remains, unless you're willing to do what Hungary did, which was to literally burn every farm field where GMO had been planted to get that pollen. Otherwise, you have to let a farm field lie fallow, meaning unused, for 3 years to make sure that pollen is all dead. It's going to be very, very hard, if not impossible, to put this particular genie back into that particular bottle. Now, there have been headlines all over the corporate and, for that matter, independent media that Vladimir Putin is going to make a Valentine's Day present of Edward Snowden to Donald Trump. And obviously, for those of us who think Edward Snowden is a hero, it was very alarming news. It certainly does not make Putin look very good, or even Donald Trump, who I don't think really fully appreciates the circumstances that led to Edward Snowden doing what he did. As it turns out, there are reasons to doubt this story. It may be just more fake news, because we certainly did not hear this announcement from anybody in Russia. This came out of NBC, citing unnamed U.S. intelligence officials. And that's it. And at this point, I would say the prudent thing to do is not watch the corporate media anymore, not read the corporate newspapers. They're unrepentant liars. They learned absolutely nothing from the embarrassments of last year's election season. They are still trying to play the game by the rules under which they make all that money. They know if they start telling the truth, they're going to have to give up those multi-million dollar paychecks. So, of course, they're going to go online until those who write those multi-million dollar paychecks are realizing it is all wasted money, because the American people just will not trust the corporate media, or, for that matter, the government. We could see a huge unraveling of many things we thought we could trust in the coming years. Vaccine safety, trustworthiness of corporations like Monsanto, the election system. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently, there has been a huge drug bust involving workers of the TSA down in Puerto Rico. And we're still getting the details on that. Let's go back to the phones. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, one, I was watching Crosstalk earlier on, RT.
Yes.
And one of the best, I think one of the best political shows around. And they were even saying this thing about Snowden. They said it's not even worth commenting on. It's that it's absolute nonsense. And, you know, when you really look at it, it would be a lose-lose situation for both Putin and for Trump. Putin would look like he's losing. He doesn't have any honor at all by giving Snowden up like that. And Trump, if he brought him back anywhere other than with a pardon, his whole support would split up. People like me would desert him in droves, and that's, I'd say that's the majority of the deplorables. So it would, I can't, anything like that happen. The other thing is, as far as Flynn goes, this is something we really got to be alert on. I've watched the fake news network. You know this Fox.
Yes.
And they're all for getting rid of Flynn. The Fox establishment. You know, they want he did the bad thing. He did the cover up. He did this. He's talking to the Russians when he shouldn't be. All this nonsense. And I tweeted Trump twice already today. Leave Flynn alone. And people need to do that also. You need to go to real Donald Trump. Find out. He reads a lot of his Twitter, a lot of his tweets. And tell him, leave Flynn alone. That man's a patriot. That man is, he's a real whistleblower. He's the one who made it clear that we were running guns to the terrorists in Syria and out of Libya through Turkey. And
yes.
It was because of him. At the time, actually talking to the Russians, that probably averted the United States from getting military involved after the phony gas attack there in Syria. You know, with the staged by the terrorists, but try to make it look like Assad did it. So we got to make sure that Flynn doesn't go anywhere, because I know the neocons would love to get a guy like, what's that Hungarian, this some guy, he's got an accent. I think he's from Hungary originally, but I notice he's always on a lot of these news shows and a lot of the mainstream talk stations and stuff like that. And I think that's what the neocons would love to get in Flynn's place there as national security advisor.
Yeah, but hang on. Let me cut you off here, because Kellyanne Conway's already come on out and said the Trump administration has full confidence in Michael Flynn. Flynn is not going to be forced to step down. And the issue of his meeting with the Russian ambassador, they can talk about anything they want to talk about. It becomes a violation of the Logan Act only if some kind of a deal was struck between the Russian ambassador. Yeah.
But that Sean Spicer was on, when I was at the gym, that Sean Spicer character was on, and he was saying, haven't made a decision yet or something like that. It's still up in the air.
The thing with Kellyanne Conway just came on out about an hour ago. So I think that's the end of that issue.
I hope you're right. I really hope you're right, because, I mean, these rats will love nothing better to take General Flynn down. I don't agree 100% with General Flynn. I don't think Iran is the problem he's making him out to be. But at least Flynn is reasonable. At least he doesn't want World War III. He's trying to be as truthful as he can, and he put his whole career on the line when he confronted Obama about supplying the terrorists with all these weapons. So
okay, Mark, need to close you down here for a second, because I need to make a comment. I am seeing encouraging signs that Donald Trump is adapting to the realities as he encounters them. That he's not coming on in saying, these are my policies and I refuse to change them because I don't want to appear to be weak and so forth and so on. Certainly the one about the embassy in Israel is very, very significant. I think that Donald Trump may have a rethink about Edward Snowden. Certainly his willingness to go after the vaccines and address the issue of election fraud. Overall, I think he's doing a great job. I don't agree with everything he said, but then nobody ever agrees 100% with anybody else anyway. What I am waiting to see is, after Trump is through the confirmation process at the Senate and he either has or doesn't have all of his appointees confirmed, I'm going to be looking for changes in his behavior at that point. Okay?
I agree with you, Mike.
Okay.
But again, as Paul Craig Roberts says, yeah, I agree with you. But the problem is, as Paul Craig Roberts says, there's not a whole lot of experienced people other than a lot of these neocons and think tanks hanging around Washington. And it's going to be very hard for him to fight these people off. They're like,
It looks like he's getting ready to. We're hearing that he may replace his chief of staff, because he's very unhappy at how many of the neocon war hawks have managed to infiltrate his administration, and he doesn't want that. One thing Donald Trump is, he's a top-down manager, and he's not going to have any tolerance for people who come on into the White House and think they know better than the president. Even if they actually, in fact, do, he's not going to put up with it. As far as finding people, maybe Trump ought to remember the secret of his success was that he's from outside the establishment. And maybe he needs to start looking at people who are from outside the establishment to give him advice, at least in his kitchen cabinet. That doesn't have to be confirmed. He needs to start building a network of people who have been following American politics for decades and who are good analysts on it. And maybe they don't have the fancy degrees or anything, but they're there with an opinion that he can basically validate, rather verify on his own, that this is the straight dope. Anyway, listen, I need to let you go because we're coming out of time here and I got a bunch more stuff to cover. So, now then, on to computers and all that that pertains to here. Apparently, there is a security flaw in the WordPress blogging software that lets hackers attack and deface tens of thousands of sites and apparently are, in some cases, allow them to take over the site completely rather than just spoil pages. WordPress, of course, is always saying, please update your software to avoid falling victim. I still think we need to find some of these cyber criminals and crucify them live on TV, and that'll make some of the problem go away. And I'm rather disappointed to see this because I'm in the process of trying to build a new version of whatreallyhappened.com because the current code is hopelessly obsolete. It's been damaged so much, not only by hackers, but by the last expert that I hired to try and improve the site. It does need to be replaced, and I know everybody's going to say, why replace it? We love it the way it is, but it's just the passage of time and so forth. So if you have a really good recommendation for a content delivery system, I'm not loyal to any one particular system, but if you could recommend a content delivery system and a template package that would get me as close to what we have right now, I would seriously appreciate it if you would email that in here. Now, we mentioned this last week, but we're going to mention it again. What the problem of what is called fileless malware, which is malware that gets into these computer systems at banks, and it lurks in the RAM because these machines never turn off, and it's not visible on the disk. You can't do a search for it anywhere, and it's very, very hard to find. Gizmodo is saying it can take several months before system administrators realize their machines have been infected. And where is the NSA in all of this? Aren't they supposed to be protecting our nation's cyber infrastructure from these kinds of problems? Now, remember for a while where Apple was selling the Macintosh as somehow magically being immune from the viruses and malware that are a constant tribulation for those of us on Windows? And the reality actually was that there were so few Macintosh sales compared to Windows machines, Windows were simply a much more profitable target. Now that Mac has become a much larger, has garnered a much larger share of the market, they are now being targeted. And there are warnings going on out that Word documents, and yes, Microsoft Word, Microsoft Office is available on the Mac, to be very careful about malware. And apparently the issue has to do with the macro capability in Microsoft Office documents. And if you have not done so already, you should never, you should turn off macros, period. Just shut them off. Never run macros ever, ever, ever. And if you receive an email with a document saying, please enable macros, that right there is grounds to simply dump the document. Because that's how they get in and mess around with your system. Now, last week, there was a bit of a kerfuffle where some people in the White House or Congress were booted out without explanation. And what has surfaced since then is that apparently some Muslims who were working as information technology workers for the House of Representatives appear to have been conducting some nefarious activities and were reading the files of members of the House of Representatives to which they were not authorized. And apparently, in addition to the very generous salaries of $160,000 a year that they're paid by the House of Representatives, four of them were involved in multiple suspicious mortgage transfers, a debt-evading bankruptcy. One of them had more than $1 million in debt. And these are the people who may have leaked the details on the raid that cost that SEAL and an 8-year-old girl their lives, because when the SEALs showed up, they walked into an ambush. The enemy knew that they were coming there. These may be the leakers here. And, of course, this did not get a huge amount of coverage because the story was coming on out. At the same time, the Ninth Circuit Court made their decision to uphold the stay on Trump's travel moratorium, even though Title VIII does grant him the authority to do what he did. And the original judge lied in saying that nobody from those listed countries were suspected of terrorism, when in point of fact, dozens and dozens have been arrested and charged with terrorism. Now, more and more people are pointing to the dangers of the so-called Internet of Things. These are devices with embedded chips, which supposedly make them hip and cool and modern, and don't really seem to do much of anything else. But apparently, according to a story at networkworld.com, a university had its own intranet attacked, and the attack came from vending machines, smart light bulbs, and 5,000 Internet of Things devices. And they were locked out of their own systems by the botnet. A botnet was controlling these devices and using them to send denial-of-service packets. Why do we even need these things? And if we need these things, can we not make them more secure? Or is just the rush to get the product out there fast to maximize profits, and when it all falls apart and proves to be a curse on the human population, well, that's somebody else's problem. You know, we'll let the government take care of that. Now, as you know, Google is experimenting with their own artificial intelligence. It's called DeepMind. And apparently, they're revealing that when the system is under stress, when it's confused, when it's not sure what it's doing, it's starting to show tendencies of aggression. And I read this story, and the first thing I thought about was HAL 9000 in the movie 2001, where HAL was given conflicting instructions, couldn't reconcile them, became paranoid, and wound up blowing astronauts out of airlocks. It is a wonderful movie if you've never seen it. In fact, that and Mary Poppins were the movies that convinced me I wanted to work in visual effects. All right, so let's talk about human-caused global warming. Insert ominous music here. We've been reporting on this Russian icebreaker that is trapped in ice at the extreme east of Russia. The ice is so thick. How thick is it, Mike? It's so thick, they're saying this ship is not going to be able to break free until May, possibly even June. And in the meantime, they have actually had to run power lines from the shore to keep the ship warm and habitable for the crew. So much for Al Gore's "The Arctic will be ice-free by 2014. The Northeast is looking in sights of another winter blast of snow and winds. They're still digging out over there. And by the way, they're predicting now more heavy rains coming into the Oroville area starting on Wednesday and continuing through the weekend. So they're not out of the woods on that situation either. Over this last weekend, they had a state of emergency in Bonner's Ferry, Idaho, trying to deal with the heavy snowpack there. Last week, the snow was so heavy in New York, the mayor of New York City was telling people, get out of the streets. Just stay home. Don't go to school. Don't go to work. It was too cold, too dangerous for people. Apparently, this last major storm dumped 5 feet of snow in Montana. And schools closed, flights canceled, and winter has returned to the D.C. area. They had a brief warm spell, and everybody said, see, the global warming is back, and now they're back to snow. It is crazy out there. Over in, Connecticut, last week, they were telling their state workers to stay home for safety. It's amazing. And it's snowing or it did snow in the United Arab Emirates. Remember when snow fell in the Sahara Desert a short while ago? The first time in 37 years. It was in December. And they said, wow, we'll never see that again. And then, of course, it happened again. And now it's been snowing in the United Arab Emirates. As I mentioned before, it is so cold in Europe, a lot of the Syrian refugees have decided they are going to go back home after all. They didn't get the freebies anyway. There's nothing but friction and hostility around them caused by the troublemakers. And so Norwegian broadcaster NRK had an interview with a Syrian family who said, we're just going to go back home. We can't deal with the cold. So what's going on here? We know that the reality is climate on Earth is determined by solar output and by the shape of the Earth's orbit. And the Earth's orbit naturally stretches from circular to elongated and back over very long periods. Now it turns out there's a smaller cycle that may be explaining some of the more short-term climate changes. More about that when we come back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, our final segment of our program on this Monday. We're talking about human-caused global warming and the real causes of variations in climate here on Earth, of which the biggest is solar output, which is heading into a minimum, and the changing shape of Earth's orbit. Now, everybody already knows there's a long period change where the orbit goes from circular to elliptical, and as it becomes more elliptical, Earth cools because it spends more time at the far end of that ellipse following Kepler's laws of orbital motion. And as the orbit becomes more circular, the Earth will warm up. Well, there's an article that came on out, actually it's a YouTube video, and it's got an idea in there that I think has a certain amount of merit. And what it says is we need to look at the influence on the orbit of the Earth by the two largest gas giant planets, Jupiter and Saturn. And they've amassed a body of data which seems to indicate that when Jupiter and Saturn are aligned together, that they actually succeed in distorting the Earth's orbit just a little bit, making it a little more elliptical, and hence the Earth a little bit cooler. And then when Jupiter and Saturn are on opposite sides of the Sun, their gravity tends to cancel each other out, and there's no distortion of the Earth's orbit. And it does seem to make quite a bit of sense, and they have taken a graph of short-term variations in global temperature and lined it up with a table of just when Jupiter and Saturn are in conjunction. And it does make quite a bit of sense. Now then, I'm going to do an unsolicited plug for a company, and that's the Energizer Battery Company, which has brought back something from the early days of the EverReady company, which was a no-leak guarantee. And we posted a link to this guarantee on the website where they're saying, our batteries are designed to prevent damaging leaks or we will replace your device. And at this point, I'm only buying Energizer lithium batteries from now on because over the weekend I did a spring cleaning during which I threw out a lot of old equipment, including a few items ruined by leaking batteries. Now, these days, I'm in the habit of removing batteries from devices when I'm not using them, which is a huge waste of time. But some of the devices I had to throw away were loaded up with batteries and put into storage before I realized you need to do that. And it's nice to see a company going back to this idea of a leak-proof battery backed with a warranty to replace the ruined devices. And that's why I'm giving them a free plug, because that has been a major, major headache of how much equipment has been destroyed by batteries that leak. And I'm not talking just about the cheap, branded batteries from the big box stores. I'm talking about name brand batteries that have leaked and ruined things, of which flashlights are the least of them. And it's a real big issue of how much stuff I have lost because the batteries leak and destroy the internal workings. And so Energizer it is. They just won themselves a customer on that basis. Because I remember when I was a kid, EverReady made good on that guarantee. Of course, back then it was all flashlights. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do a Jim Goddard show up there in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, stay skeptical, make good choices. Please share what you learn here with everybody that you know. We're literally in a war between the independent media and the corporate media. They've got all the money, but we've got a lot of people on our side. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO food.
free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.